As has been the case in past elections, more blank votes were cast in the Office of Hawaiian Affairs races than actual votes. For Keone Souza, runner-up in OHA's trustee-at-large race, the number of blank votes was greater than the margin of victory in his race.
I was not surprised. I expected blank votes, but that high.
Souza trailed incumbent trustee Kili'iakina in the primary election by more than 16,000 votes. The number of blank votes in that race was upwards of 182,000. Here's Akina.
When you look at it, there are 20 candidates this year in the primary for OHA trustee in various seats. And that's a lot of people to know. They are not necessarily known to the public. And so the average voter simply doesn't know who's on the list.
There were four OHA races on the ballot this primary election. On Kauai, trustee Dan Ahuna escaped the runoff in the general election by winning more than 50% of the vote. Molokai newcomer Luana Alapa won the primary and will face incumbent Colette Machado, who's held the seat since 1996 in the general election. Akina and Souza will face off in November as well for the OHA at large seat. And on the Big Island, a seat left vacant by former OHA trustee Bob Lindsay is up for grabs. His nephew Keola Lindsay won the primary and will face Mauna Kea activist Lanakila Manguel in November. In total, this primary election, more than 814,000 blank votes were cast in the OHA races. Akina says it's partly the candidates to blame for not helping voters understand what OHA does or why they should vote. Souza gets the sense that some forego the vote out of respect.
Because of what OHA was set up for. So if they feel they're not of Native Hawaiian ancestry, they feel that they shouldn't have a say.
Mehana Okalahine, Director of Community Engagement at OHA, says the state agency is aware of the high rate of blank votes. She says OHA plans to ramp up voter engagement efforts between now and the November election.
Since the face-to-face typical kind of outreach couldn't happen during this COVID period, we launched Aloha Rising, which is a webinar series to, you know, introduce our communities to topics of mostly of history so that they would know that, you know, there is a reason why, yeah, that you should vote.
It'll be interesting to see what candidates in the OHA race and maybe even OHA itself can do to change more of those votes from blank votes to meaningful choices. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.